How do you do? Would you mind if we ask you to move? That's right. Come with us right through the heart of Chicago's loop into another world. A world on the edge of despair where heartaches are commonplace and hope doesn't stay overnight. To the street of forgotten men and women. Forgotten, that is, until they go through the door that's always open and their hearts and minds and lives are unshackled. Proclaiming the good news through true life stories of real people, this is Unshackled, dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission.
Hello, dear friend. Give me a good hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Always use your voice for God's eternal glory. Are you bearing any fruit for our precious Lord?
Mr. Saulnier, I got a job today. First one in 2 years.
Hallelujah. God's grace will help you keep it, George.
It don't pay much, but leastways I could send my wife and kids some money.
God is blessing your faithfulness.
Soon as I told them I was staying at Pacific Garden Mission, they hired me.
Praise God. Diligence is man's precious possession, so work hard and pray often.
Never thought I'd look forward to going to work, but I do.
George, tell me, what does Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 promise?
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Amen. Glory to God. See you men upstairs for the praise and testimony time.
Harry, I thought I'd find you down here.
Hello, Camp.
Oh, the dining hall's pretty full tonight.
Yeah, a lot of hungry men and women out there. Hungry for God.
I guess you'll share it with us at the board meeting.
Yeah. There's something else I'd like to discuss.
Oh?
Something that could change a lot of people's lives. I've been praying about it for a long time.
Since 1877, Pacific Garden Mission has been a refuge in the heart of Chicago, beaming a welcome to destitute men and women living on the streets. The mission offers, without charge, food, clothing, and shelter, as well as medical and dental care. All of this is made possible through the generosity of friends of the mission who give through hearts of love. Only God knows how many lives have been touched and changed over the years as the light that shines in the darkness brings hope to a dying world. Now for broadcast around the earth. This is program number 2611 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think.
As you can see, the numbers are up in the women's division, especially ones with children.
Oh, we'd better get more cribs.
400 professions of faith last month, Harry. That's remarkable.
Aren't you glad there's a spot in Chicago that's open 24 hours a day where folks can hear the gospel and get saved from every walk of life and every state in the Union?
I'm amazed at the number of guys still coming to the Servicemen's Center. The war has been over 4 years now. I thought it would taper off.
Mother's prayers.
Yeah, well.
That's what I want to discuss. Fishing in deeper waters, farther from shore.
You're reaching a lot of people through the radio interviews, Harry. It makes an impact when folks hear how some drunkards are sober and working.
God's grace. The station wants to increase the interviews to 3 or 4 times a week, but I don't have the time. What if we start dramatizing the testimonies on radio, like the stories of great Christians?
With sound effects and all?
Yes.
Well, can we afford to do something that ambitious?
Can we afford not to? Think of the powerful testimonies we have in our files. Our own superintendents, for a start. A counterfeiter, near suicides, drunkards, men and women whose lives were forever changed. Think how that would give hope to others.
Who would write them, Harry?
Well, if we decide to proceed, I thought I'd see if John Gillies would take on the project. He's written more than 40 of the stories of great Christians produced by Moody.
Well, radio drama is really big right now. Some people know the Green Hornet better than they know Jesus.
That's just it. Almost everything on radio is either soap opera, crime, or comedy. Ours would glorify our precious Savior.
But can we afford it?
Let's ask him. Would you lead in prayer, dear brother?
Harry Saulnier became superintendent of Pacific Garden Mission in 1940. And the idea for this program grew from hearing redeemed men and women stand up and give their testimonies at the mission and then on the radio. After much prayer, the Board of Trustees decided to proceed with dramatizing the testimonies, and this is the story of the longest-running radio drama in broadcasting history, how it came to be and has continued without interruption each week, another true story on Unshackled.
Dramatized testimonies. What a great idea.
The Board of Trustees will need to see a sample production first. Can you help us, John?
Well, I've been taking script writing classes at Northwestern. You want me to write a sample script?
Yes, would you?
Yeah, how long should it be?
15 minutes.
That's pretty short to tell someone's life story and still get the gospel in.
God will show you how, John. We just need to show the Board of Trustees what the final production will be like.
What about music and sound effects?
The works. You know a lot of talented people.
Well, whose life story do you have in mind for the first one?
What about Billy Sunday?
Of course. The great baseball player turned evangelist. Should be plenty of drama in that. By the way, what will you call this program, Harry?
Well, they're true testimony, so we're thinking it really happened.
John Gillies was a gifted singer and actor when he began writing the Billy Sunday script. He often sang at a noon worship service downtown, working with a musician named Lucille Becker. He asked her to help develop a music theme for the new program.
What do you think?
It doesn't feel like it yet, Lucille. Somehow we have to capture the crisis of old life and the anticipation of the new.
Well, read the opening to me again.
All right. Past the gaudy lights of the White Way, past the drab grayness of the financial center, past the veneer of a modern metropolis, come with us to the street of cheap hotels, saloons, missions, honky-tonks, the street of forgotten men. Yes, you're getting close, Lucille. Well, we're about ready to make a presentation to the board members.
Nice work, John.
I like the dramas.
Yes.
What do you think about the title of the program, Mr. Camp?
It could be snappier. It really happened. It's not very memorable.
Well, I'm open to suggestions.
What about conversion?
It's too obvious. We need something catchy that folks will remember.
Camp, you've known a lot of radio talent. What do you think?
Well, when I was in the Navy, we began a radio call at sea. We'd say, Shackled, and we'd sign off with Unshackled. What about Unshackled for a title?
Unshackled.
I like it.
Well, that's the message after all. Jesus unshackled us from the chains of sin.
Yeah, you all agree?
Yeah, I like it.
Unshackled it is.
Well, I think you're going to need to go a full 30 minutes, Harry. 15 just isn't enough time.
It doubles the price, John.
You can't do it right in 15 minutes. You just can't.
Well, let us pray about that, John. If the Lord wants it, he'll make it possible.
Well, the board prayed, discussed, and finally agreed to a 30-minute production. Work on the new project moved forward, but not without frustration and obstacles.
Well, we'll have to locate a studio for the production. Mr. Camp, can you work on that?
Well, I'll contact WGN and see if I can talk with Colonel McCormick. Maybe they can help us.
We'll have to come up with someone to do sound effects now, too.
Lucille is still with us, isn't she?
Yeah.
How's the script coming?
Well, it's finished. It's been a year and a half since you first talked to me about all this, and it's hard to believe we're so close. I lined up the lead actor, Ken Nordine.
Oh, good. He's professional.
You understand the need to have professionals on the program, Mr. Camp. I'm not so sure Harry and the other men on the board realize that.
You have to educate them.
It gets old, fighting for things that seem so obvious.
You have to remember, John, their first priority is the mission, helping destitute people. They rely on donations to keep the doors open, so they feel a big responsibility to spend the money wisely.
But the program must be professional quality.
Tell that to the board when we meet tonight.
Brothers, John Camp and I have talked with WGN, and they've agreed to air Unshackled on Saturday evening at 11 p.m.
Oh, it'll cost a lot of money to use them.
But they have a clear channel signal that reaches 38 states. The potential audience is nearly 1 million people.
It's a live broadcast?
Yes.
Well, then we must have professional actors.
John, how can the unsaved properly portray things that are holy? The board feels very strongly that we should use only born-again Christians as cast members.
Even if they're not trained?
How hard is it to read lines?
They have to be able to take direction, understand microphone technique and timing, speak with expression. I've worked with other radio dramas, and if you don't have professional actors, it's a disaster.
Well, the cost goes up if you involve the union. Union scale, residuals.
But this program will make people aware of Pacific Garden Mission and the work you do.
This program will make people aware of our precious Lord and the work he does.
Without professionals, it won't work.
All things are possible with God, John.
Even God chose craftsmen to build his temple.
John, you know many Christians. I'm sure you can come up with the right people for this.
All right. I'll finish this production, but no more. You'll have to find somebody else for that.
As Harry Saulnier pressed ahead with his dream, disaster lay ahead. And now we'd like to read excerpts of letters from listeners around the world telling what Unshackled means to them. In February, our 14-year-old son passed away after an illness of 4 years. Unshackled was his favorite radio program. He could hardly wait for it because Unshackled gave him great joy. Now, that family lives in Alaska. And from the Sudan, this woman writes, "I cannot read or write, so I ask my son to write this letter to you. I want to tell you that I appreciate your program, Unshackled, very much. I listen to it always, and it helps me to understand the Bible and the teachings of God." And this man from Arizona says, "I have had my life forever changed by this Jesus that you faithfully bear witness of. I have not always been faithful, but as an adopted child of the Lord, I found him always faithful."
The address of Pacific Garden Mission is 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. That's Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. The phone number, 312-492-9410. 312-492-9410.
The Board of Trustees had to find a writer-director who loved the Lord. And one of the board members owned an advertising agency, and he knew about a radio script writer named Eugenia Price, who had become a Christian. So he arranged a meeting with her.
"I know your credits, Miss Price. I know that you've written for many radio programs. How would you like to write for a Christian program called Unshackled?"
"I've never heard of it."
"Well, we haven't gone on the air yet. Our first production is ready for broadcast next month."
"What's the program about?"
"True testimonies of people whose lives have been changed by the Lord Jesus Christ."
"And who's the producer?"
"Pacific Garden Mission, one of the oldest rescue missions in the country. In fact, second oldest in the country. We've been open since 1877, right in the heart of Skid Row. Do we have the stories to tell? And we've purchased time on WGN. All we need now is a writer with both professional and Christian experience."
"I have 10 years' experience in radio, Mr. Camp, but only 1 year's experience following Christ. It's been the best year of my life."
"Are you interested?"
"The writer in me says yes, but I belong to him now, so I need to make sure it's his will."
"Will you let me know by tomorrow? Time's getting short."
Jeannie took a day to pray and seek the Lord's will, and then accepted the position of writer-director. So John set up a meeting between her and Harry Saulnier.
"Is she a soul winner, Camp?"
She's been very vocal about what Christ has done in her life. Went around to the agencies and studios to tell them about Jesus, and she stopped writing for shows that didn't have godly values.
I don't know.
Just meet her, Harry, then decide. Jeannie, come in. I'd like you to meet Harry Saulnier, superintendent of the mission.
How do you do?
Are you glad you're saved, Miss Price?
I wouldn't trade knowing Jesus for anything.
But do you study the scriptures?
Do I ever? The writing is brilliant. The truth is liberating.
And how many chapters are there in the Gospel of John?
I haven't the faintest idea. But it's the most beautiful writing I've ever read. And it makes my heart soar to read it.
Sit down, Miss Price. I hear you're a bold witness for Christ.
We must use professional actors, Mr. Saulnier.
Not unless they're born-again Christians. Do you know anyone like that?
I think Harry Elders is.
But is he separated?
Oh, no. He and his wife are happily married.
You are a new Christian, Miss Price.
He means separated under God, Jeannie.
While Jeannie worked on the second script for Unshackled, production of the first one moved ahead. The first broadcast was September 23, 1950, before a live audience in the WGN studios. Excitement was high, and Billy Sunday's widow was present. The man who played Billy was a professional actor, but the others were amateurs, born-again Christians, mind you, but without professional experience and unfamiliar with cuts and timing. And Harry took too long for the middle plug, and the show finished 5 minutes late, a calamity in live broadcasting.
Well, what did you think, Jeannie?
I think the station manager would like to shoot us.
Just for running long?
5 minutes is a long time in radio. Every show that follows will be late now.
Well, I guess Gillies is right.
Of course he's right. We must use professional actors. The board has to see that now.
Jeannie, Harry's trying to get your attention.
Where is he?
Over there, talking with the station manager. I hope they don't cancel our contract.
Let's find out.
What's the word, Harry?
Well, we have to use professional actors. Union cast, or they won't air any more programs.
Jeannie wasted no time, but set to work choosing the cast and working with Lucille on the music. Having played sacred and classical music, Lucille was inhibited at first. But she learned Jeannie's style, which was precise and demanding.
Come on, kick it. Give me the beat. Elders, I'll give you a direct cue.
That was how it happened, Ma. Just tonight, about 4 hours ago. It was like Jesus just opened up his arms and said, "Come on, Harry. You know you can't do it by yourself. Better let me take over now." That's why I died. And Harry, that's why I rose again. To give you a new life. Oh, Ma, I wish I could put my arms around you, pick you up and whirl you right off your feet. That's how happy I am. He did it, Ma, to me. I'm a new man. And all I had to do was believe and take. It was all so simple. But it's real. And oh, Ma, it's just like coming home.
That's fine, everyone. Take a break, and we'll get ready for the live production.
Who's doing the sound for the show tonight, Jeannie?
A man named Ed Webb. He'll call WGN at the designated time and record the program from his office.
Yeah, that sounds risky.
You can count on him. I want you to meet him, Harry. He's quite amazing.
How so?
He did some work for me on a previous show and failed to record something. And he admitted he forgot. I've never known such honesty.
You're right. Most people make excuses to cover their mistakes.
Not Ed.
He that covers his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy.
I'll remember that, Harry, next time I goof.
Bob Klein did the sound effects in those early days, but was replaced by Eddie Voitel and later his son Donnie, who did it for 9 years. And then Nick Aloisio, the son-in-law to Ed Voitel, has been with Unshackled since 1972. A close bond developed among the production team and the actors as each testimony came to life. Jeannie put the show on the map, and no one was more surprised than Harry Saulnier.
Hallelujah! Glory to God!
What is it, Harry?
I just got off the phone with WGN, and they said Unshackled was voted the most popular program on the station. Oh, yeah. Give me a hallelujah, Sister Price.
Hallelujah!
They're moving us into a Class A time slot, 7:30 Saturday evening.
Well, that's wonderful. God is so good.
Other Christian stations are asking how to get the program in their area.
Harry, I think we're ready to buy time on some major stations around the country.
I want you to look at the letters that keep pouring in. Listeners love this program. Prisoners, housewives, kids, truck drivers. It's amazing.
It's the Lord.
And God has blessed this program because it glorifies Him.
Even if the actors aren't saved?
Who knows? It could be that they'll get saved and get on the glory track for the Lord.
Because of the publicity, the high ratings, and the capacity studio audience that came to watch each production, the pros became devotees of Unshackled and called Jeannie looking for acting jobs. In 1952, a friend of hers brought an actor to the production whose life and work were mired by alcohol. And afterward, they had dinner together.
That man whose story you just produced, he didn't seem one bit embarrassed by all the terrible things he did.
That's because he was born again.
I don't understand.
Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. When that man turned from his sin and received Christ as Savior, he was born again of the Spirit of God. God forgave his sins, and the old man that he was died. He became a new man in Christ.
You know, I envy him. I hate the person I am.
Then why not become a new person?
Is that really possible?
Every week we tell the story of someone for whom it was possible, Jack.
Well, you don't know how hard it is to change.
Oh, yes, I do. We all sin and come short of the glory of God. I was a miserable, unhappy woman before I met Jesus. Self-centered, hard-drinking, arrogant. To the world, I was successful. But my heart was empty and vile. And the reality is, you can't change yourself. God has to do the work in your heart.
Did you believe in God?
Not then. I mocked him. How that grieved me when I learned what he had done for me.
I didn't believe in God either for years. And then I got very angry at him when my parents died. And finally, I came to see that he is real. He does care about us.
So much that he sent Jesus to die for our sins, because there was no other way for us to be reconciled to him. He is holy, and we are sinful, and our sins keep us from him.
Yeah, I believe that.
The penalty for sin is death, Jack, so Jesus paid that penalty for us.
Why is that so hard to believe?
Because it's human nature to want to do for ourselves. But if we could make ourselves good enough for God, who is perfect, we would have to be perfect. And that's not possible. So God did the cleansing. The Bible says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him."
That night, the troubled actor sat in his car and prayed, asking God to save him. His name was Jack O'Dell.
Harry, this is Jack O'Dell, the actor I was telling you about.
Do you know the Savior, Jack?
Yes, I do. Thanks to people like Jeannie who showed me how real he is.
Hallelujah. Study the scripture, dear friend, and saturate everything with prayer.
Yeah, I'm learning. You know, the night that I yielded to Christ, I drove right past all those bars I used to frequent and went straight home. My wife was speechless.
Praise God.
Here I am already telling how God is changing me. And you're right, Jeannie. It's not embarrassing at all.
I understand you're in the production tonight. It's always good to have actors that are born again.
And it's good to have those who aren't too, Harry. Who knows? Could be they'll get saved and get on with God.
Jack O'Dell blessed Unshackled first as actor, then as announcer and right-hand man to Eugenia Price. And when she left the program in 1955, Jack became the writer-director of Unshackled. By then, the popular program was carried on more than 100 stations. But the following year, in 1956, a new problem threatened production.
Jack O'Dell.
Jack, WGN was sold, and the new owners have canceled our contract.
Oh, no more live productions, then. That's a blow.
God already knew what would happen when we started. He has a way for us.
You know, we can do offline recording of the show and distribute to the stations on tape.
What if we make our own recording studio and do the recording ourselves?
Yeah, Ed Webb could probably help us with that, but in the meantime, we need to find a recording studio. I'll get on that right away.
Harry Elders and Russ Reed negotiated with the Actors Union so we wouldn't have to pay residuals. So I'll write to the Musicians Union and explain that we rely on donations to keep this ministry going.
God helped the mission solve each problem that arose, and today, Unshackled is broadcast on 5 continents, through more than 1,200 radio stations and outlets in 5 languages, reaching millions of listeners. Jack O'Dell served as writer-director for 35 years. Many of the original actors are still with the program, like Jack Bivens, Russ Reed, and me. So Harry Saulnier's dream of dramatized testimonies is the longest-running radio drama in broadcasting history. 50 years of true life stories that proclaim the dynamic power of the gospel message. We want to thank every listener who's ever written to encourage us, everyone who's helped financially to keep this ministry going, every volunteer who's prayed and worked, every person who has shared a testimony that others could be set free, every station that has broadcast this program. We serve the risen Savior, and it is He that we thank most of all for the gift of new life and for keeping us unshackled. My friend, if you would like to meet Him, there's no better time than now. Just get in touch with Pacific Garden Mission and let us tell you more.
Please note, our new address here at Pacific Garden Mission is 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. That's 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. Our new phone number is 312-492-9410. 312-492-9410.
Thank you.